Pickaxe.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, good evening and welcome to One Life Left. We are a video game radio show and my name is Steve Curran.
Hello, my name is Simon Byron.
And I'm Anne Scantlebury.
And us three together make the presenting team of the world's foremost video game radio show. Is foremost defendable?
I was just thinking, yeah, I don't know.
Is it fourth most?
The definition of that. We had to look at the definition of cake on at the weekend.
Yes, we did.
Because that's how we roll. And did you have a good birthday party?
Do you know what? We were discussing this upstairs. I had a fantastic birthday party.
But did you have a cake?
Well, that's in dispute, isn't it?
I remember. Wait. I'm having flashbacks. It had avocado in it.
Exactly, exactly. And it didn't have any eggs.
Which means...
it wasn't a cake.
It was
the cake
fake.
Was a lie.
It was a fake. It was a chocolate fake. But it was delicious. I took a bite out of it after I blew out the candles.
Right, okay.
That's a house tradition now.
What, to eat cake?
Yeah, no. When you blow out the candles of your birthday cake, you have to take a bite out of it straight away.
Right. So why did you
live
you
in a
choose
zoo?
Avocados rather than eggs? Because I prefer... well, actually, they're both pretty good,
they
but when
good.
It comes to cake...
usually.
Eggs.
Well, my lovely housemate, Hannah, made it for me. And
okay.
She's aware that some people have intolerances. So it was gluten-free... lactose-free, and the other one, egg-free.
Egg-free. Cake-free.
Cake-free, it was. But you had a good time.
We
all had a good time.
We
were there, don't we? One Life Left partying
we
together.
We did. Partied. Tops were off. But it wasn't your birthday. We sang happy birthday, but it's
not
it's
yet. I'm not 30 yet, Simon.
When are you 30?
Calm down. On Wednesday, okay. Which means that Thursday, karaoke.
Wow.
That's when it's all going to go off.
Life begins, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I guess.
Does it?
No.
At 30?
No. 30 is quite tough, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm, it's tough.
Really?
Yeah. 20s full of fun. 30s, you're like, I haven't done all that stuff I thought I should do. God,
I do. You break through the other side in about, 10 years.
What should I have done, though?
Skipped it.
Well, you should have eaten 3 roasts in one day.
Done 2.
Yeah, so that's that.
Okay.
Anyway, talking to Mario Key, we're joined by a super, super special guest today. It's Jimmy James, Jamelia,
any
of those?
Any is fine.
From the Loading Bar. Our favourite place.
It is, it's where we hang out.
It is where we hang out.
Is this some kind of peer review? Because you've done Mario Key for a year now, so I was under the impression, am I going to give you feedback as an employer?
Well, first of all, we now have legal rights.
Okay.
So prior to a year, you could have got rid of us with our notice period, at any time on a whim. Now we have to go through the due process. We need verbal warnings, then written warnings, and then we'll take you to a tribunal.
Noted.
Wait a second, I thought this country was getting rid of human rights.
Oh yeah, no, but that's...
we aren't human, Steve, come on.
It's true.
James, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Talk to you about... I think we're going to talk to you about us, which is our favourite subject. But before that, we're going to start the show as we always do, and that's with Anne's News.
One Life Left.
7.04 on Monday the 11th of May. I'm Anne Scantlebury, and this is the news. Nintendo is having a good week. The company announced it will launch 5 smartphone games by March 2017, which may be less than expected, but President Satoru Iwata explained that that's because they're going to make sure each and every one is a hit. They also signed a deal with Universal Studios, allowing use of Nintendo characters at their theme parks. There are no further details to go on, so you can literally let your minds go wild with possibilities. And if that wasn't enough, Nintendo announced its first annual profit in 4 years, turning around last year's loss of £126 million to a £226 million profit.
Congratulations,
well
to
done, Nintendo.
Well done.
I'm very much enjoying my Nintendo gaming at the moment, Anne, on the old Wii U and 3D and new 3DS.
Are you? What's your best one at the minute?
Playing a lot of Mario Kart on both formats. Yes, Wii U and 3DS. Good.
Would you go to a Universal Studio to play Mario Kart for real?
I'm married, Anne. Embarrassing. I mean, I'm flattered and everything, but
we could go as friends.
So here's what excites me about the theme park thing is that obviously the greatest video game that Nintendo have ever made unquestionably was their project with Sega when they made F-Zero GX.
Yes.
And of course there was an arcade version of that as well, F-Zero AX, which had that amazing cabinet where you could fly upside down or at least a bit wonky. And that makes me think that if I was in charge of the theme park, which I'm not yet, I'd make F-Zero Land and have loads of those, and you could play 30 player against each other and all go a bit wonky while you were doing it.
They do, that's a good idea. I would vote for you, Steve, to be president of Nintendo theme parks. Of course, they've got Nintendo Land on Wii U, haven't they, which is a virtual theme park anyway.
And that's where Luigi's Mansion is, isn't it?
They have a mini game based on it. I'm not sure it's actually where Luigi's Mansion is. It's fiction.
Is that?
Yeah, I don't think that. I don't think he lives in a theme park, does he? In a house in theme park.
What if you sent post to him?
Sent ghost to him.
Quality.
Puzzle Game 3's was briefly removed from Google Play this week for listing a successful clone, 2048, as a search keyword. Creator Asha Vollmer blamed Google bots for searching the store to find instances of keyword stuffing, then automatically taking the app down. Even though the game was back up 4 hours later, he said of the situation, "I want Google to rely on humans and not on robots to make these decisions. I want Google Play to at least issue warnings before they take these kinds of actions. This was a completely tone-deaf move."
I heard you're taking your game down as well.
That's one way of putting it. The other way of putting it is I'm not going to pay £90 to be an Apple registered developer for the next year. It's £90 a year, Anne, for me to offer Bangman to make it available to you.
So once something is up there, you have to keep paying that £90 every year?
Yes.
That's crazy.
That is
Google for Android, £20 all in. So they can have as many robots as they want, as far as I'm concerned, Mr. Threes.
Poor Threes. So to catch our listeners up, Threes was a very, very popular game, which was cloned almost instantly into 2048, 2048, not sure how you say it. And that became much more popular, didn't it? And now, poor old Ash is getting accused of cloning
free,
himself.
Wasn't it? I've got no beef with Apple, by the way. I'm very happy to have offered Bangman, so I'm not storming off or anything. It's just so Bangman has made £13... is it £13 on iOS?
You said £13, yeah.
So I'm already sort of £77 down. Yeah. I don't want to be £167 down.
As a consumer, so I have Bangman on my phone.
Yep.
Will it disappear from my
phone?
It
won't disappear, no, but the leaderboards will stop working.
So that's fine. I don't think I was on
But it was resolved quite quickly, wasn't it?
Yeah, very quickly. But that's because he has a lot of reach. He got all his Twitter followers going, "What? Oh, no." And then Google responded quite quickly. Apparently, it can take few days, I think it usually takes to get stuff restored after they've looked into it.
Okay. Interesting.
In gross news, Metal Gear Solid creator Hideo Kojima has shown off the new Quiet figurine, which has been furnished with squeezable boobs. Kojima tweeted a picture of the figurine and commented on how soft materials were used to allow her to be pushed and lifted. Lol. Kojima previously said that Quiet was designed to be sexy so fans would want to do cosplay and also ensure that its figurines would sell well. Well, buddy, if things being made out of soft materials means they could be pushed and lifted, lol, you better watch your junk next time you're in town, because being pushed and lifted, lol, isn't always as fun as it sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad we allowed that joke. I'm
glad it's not a joke, Steve.
You ran it past us beforehand. Yeah. And or you always close the news with jokes, so I assumed it was a joke. Yeah. You're right, it's very serious business. How is this happening again?
This is so gross.
I don't know, but what's even weirder about it is that this comes after months of silence about what's going on with Hideo Kojima, and he's like, hey, everybody, nothing, I've been making the boobs, haven't I? You can push and lift them.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Weird, isn't it? Weird, weird. James, what do you think about this?
Like you said, it's a bit odd. He said nothing, and this is all they've allowed him to say. And
if this is all they've allowed... Well, I don't really care about what people have allowed him to say.
Wait, who's allowed him to say this?
I guess Konami. But
he doesn't work for Konami anymore.
But this is gone. This is what we don't know. But imagine if this is what someone has allowed him to say. Imagine what they've stopped him saying. Sorry, Hideo, that's gone too far. Imagine that.
It's just disgusting. Like, this is the kind of thing that really, like, angers me. You men don't have... Yeah, you men.
And Simon.
And Simon.
And Jimmy.
And Jimmy. You don't have boobs, so you don't understand what it's like having a man make a thing and go, lol, boobs, you can just do whatever you want with them. Let me tell you something. You cannot do whatever you want with boobs. You have to ask consent if you want to be doing anything with someone else's boobs. And this just makes me so angry that it's turned into a toy. It's ridiculous.
I agree, Anne. Did I take my top off at your party?
No, you didn't. Okay. You tried to and I stopped you. Destiny players have raised over $400,000 to help support the victims of the recent earthquake in Nepal. This has come from sales of a $30 charity t-shirt, with $15 of each sale going to aid charity Direct Relief. Bungie is also matching that $15. T-shirts are on sale up until the 24th of May. Well done, everybody.
That's an uplifting story, yes. Except for, obviously, the tragedy that led to it, which is a downbeat story. Perfect story four, basically.
Yeah, it is.
Well done.
I mean, there's not a lot to say about
it. Also, well done to the gaming community for rallying around and doing what they can.
It's pretty good. So Activision was saying this week that, through Destiny and Hearthstone, they've made revenues of $1 billion.
What?
Which is quite a lot of dollars.
Loads of dollars, isn't it? How many is it exactly? How many is it exactly?
1 billion. But if it's dollars, does that mean it's an American billion? So is that more or less
that's a
dollars?
Good question.
Don't know.
Right. I think that's up to you as curator of the news.
Loads of money.
Okay. How many zeros were there when you read the story?
It just said $1 billion.
Okay, no zeros at all.
No zeros. Okay. People don't like writing that many zeros because it confuses people.
Well, that's ironic because we're confused now. If there'd been zeros, it would have been fine.
But that's good that everyone's buying these lovely T-shirts. Hopefully they're lovely. I didn't have a look at them. I mean, if they're not, just buy them anyway, all right?
Exactly.
Just buy them and then you can take them off. Tops off a clock, right?
Can I?
No. And finally, the developer who made Nokia's mobile Snake game is making a sequel. The pioneer of mobile gaming will release Snake Rewind on the 14th of May. Developer Tanelli Armanto, who has probably done something since the original Snake, said, Snake Rewind takes the iconic elements and intuitive gameplay from the original Snake game and combines them with cool visual effects, sounds, and innovative new features. We love cool visual effects. Coincidentally, the 14th of May is the next date of our Marioki, where you can pay homage to the original by belting out Snake to the tune of George Michael's Faith.
True story. Anne, when you were writing that story,
yep.
And you got to the bit where you wrote, who's probably done something before, was there a part of you that thought, I could just Google that to find out what he's done and I could put that in and it could be interesting? And
no, I'm providing extra content for the listeners. This is a multimedia...
I see. For them to...
Probably has. Why don't you go and click on the button? Use your touchscreen now to Google... the creator of Snake and see
what he's too busy playing Snake. When was the last time you played Snake?
I don't think I've played it since I got rid of my Nokia.
I know. Then we used to play Snake all the time, didn't we? It was like,
I have so many games now.
Yeah, you don't spend any time with them, do you?
Well, no, because you're splitting your time between everything. When you've just got one good game and that's all you've got.
Do we think it's still relevant, Snake?
Was Snake ever good, really?
That's the question. I played it a lot. I think I enjoyed it.
But just, I don't know, it's weird. Is it games nostalgia again? Like, bringing back Snake. Remember how, was it?
I think so.
I think it was good.
Yeah.
What's brought this on then? Why has the dude suddenly decided 2015, that's the year of Snake Rewind?
Money.
How long does the copyright
last? Money.
Yeah, true. It could be something to that. Also, why Snake Rewind? Surely Rewind doesn't make it a sequel, it makes it a prequel.
Or it makes the snake able to go backwards.
Sharp. It's not a snake then, is it? It's stupid.
What, can't snakes go backwards?
No.
Can dogs look up?
Thanks, Anne.
One Life Left, video game news with Anne Scantleberry.
You're listening to One Life Left on Resonance 104.4 FM. This is OB3 and Hallucinogenics. It's from chipmusic.org, which is an amazing repository of brilliant chiptune music. You should go there and listen to all of their stuff. It's a bit of a banger, that, wasn't it, Anne?
Right, banging tune.
Banging.
Yeah.
Banging.
We were just here trying to keep Steve's top on.
Yeah, it happens these days. It's very summer. It should be allowed for anyone. Wait a second. Are you judging? Are you saying I'm not beach body ready? Is that what this is about? Because it's not what I've heard.
Your body is ready, but please keep it covered up.
Okay. So we've dealt with your party. We've dealt with the news. Any other business, or shall we shut it down now?
Let's shut it down and get to real business.
James.
Hello.
Tell us about Loading Bar.
It's a bar where you can do things you can normally do in a bar, but also with video games. So we've got consoles, board games, a whole mix of things, arcade machines.
So how long have you been running for? Because you're in your second venue in London.
Yeah, in different forms, 5 years.
5 years.
Almost depressingly so.
Where was the first Loading Bar?
Falmouth and Cornwall, so
right.
Where I got a degree in media, which I then didn't use
okay.
for media things.
That's the point of those.
That's why it's nice being in a radio studio. This is like flat out.
Okay, right. It's the first time doing wrong.
Since. So.
How the original bar in Falmouth then, what was that like?
That was, say, 3 years' worth, and then it got to the point where we did all we could do there, and every company we dealt with were then saying, come to London, because that's where...
That's where we are,
exactly. And we're lazy, and we'll help you, but not if it involves postage.
But where did you get your inspiration from? Like, what made you decide to do it in the first place?
I was trying to think what I'd do after finishing uni, and it was kind of thinking what I wouldn't mind getting out of bed for. So, bits, I kind of always played games. I'd worked in catering and hospitality, so it was just merging things I knew how to do.
Okay.
Or at least thought I knew how to do, and then applying them. But, yeah, luckily, having done things like working in bars, I didn't do it with the dream of, I'll just sit and play games all day.
Right.
I had a vague idea that you'll never get to do that.
What was that first morning like then? So you decided to sort of kit a bar out with game stuff, which I don't think had been done before, certainly not dedicated space.
There's definitely, everyone always does it about every 6 months and then puts whatever the phrase is, like first, only,
okay.
original.
Right.
But I think I remember reading on the internet like about 8-Bit Cafe in Japan, so it's been done donkeys years ago, but no one had really done it over here.
Okay. So the first morning, what was that like?
It was good. It was really busy because I roped in all my friends.
Okay.
And
they're
like, this is going to work. And then a week later, like, I need to make sure people keep coming in. So, that's what we kind of, when it first started, it was just retro games. Then we were like, it's a student town, so that we should have new games. And then even what we're doing now with things like the wonderful Mario Key, it's doing things that aren't just 30 odd days a month, just come and play games, because it gets boring.
How's the type of activity at the bar changed over those 5 years then?
It's just kind of like diversity now, so board games, different meetups, and things that aren't just about games. So when we've had like the book festival, so Read Like a Seven Minute, things that you wouldn't really expect to be there. TV screening, so Community, we showed episodes of that. So okay.
And you built
a blanket fort. Having just celebrated my birthday, that was noticing the irony of not having a midlife crisis but retreating to my blanket fort to watch TV programs.
And have the has the clientele changed? I mean, from Falmouth to Rupert Street to...
A little bit. Everyone, whenever they hear about it and don't kind of know anything about games, will always guess it's going to be full of 18-year-olds, kids. And it's definitely... Everyone's kind of young professionals or, like, mid-20s. It's a lot older than people would think on paper. So, like, seasoned people with jobs and careers just coming to have a beer.
Right. Cool. So there's no certain type of person, like what other ends of the spectrum have you had come in?
The only other end of the spectrum is, because we'd make sure that all the games are free, you'll get a whole wide array of people that will then set themselves a challenge of how long they can sit there and not buy anything. So same as
as
cafe Wi-Fi, you'll get people bring their own cans of beer and then seem bemused when you ask them to leave. So
it's not just beer available at the loading bar, though, is it?
No, it's cocktails. So this came in about 6 months after we opened. So before it was very much cafe, and then we realised alcoholics are better customers than coffee connoisseurs. So we kind of thought about bringing in booze, and then someone pointed out, again, 8-Bit Cafe had their kind of gaming cocktails, so did a range of those. And that's kind of where games companies got involved, because then they started reaching out going, you don't have one for our game, do you want to do one? So we did G&T Virus for Capcom, and then it kind of snowballed that we got pigeonholed or whatever as, this is something these guys do. So
what's your most popular cocktail?
Earthworm Gin, but that's probably, again, because of the age range of people we get and the name.
Right.
Then other than that, Elder Flower Scrolls Sky Rum.
What's in that?
Vanilla vodka. Ooh. Which is Sky Vodka, because then it double fun. Rum, Elderflower Bitters, Elderflower Press. So vanilla tastes like a ice cream soda. So
what comes first, the name or the pun, or the idea that this will be a nice cocktail?
It's a combo. We've had names pitched our way, so obviously if it has to be there, Sex on the Beach, it kind of has to stay near a Sex on the Beach. There's others where I've got, like, my long-term photographer that works for me that he'll just say one time, I want to do fire. So
right.
It's got to be something on fire, and then we'll try and find a game. And then I guess the last one is, if someone's paying, it's whatever they want it to be.
Yeah, that's basically the rules for Mariokey as
well. Exactly, yeah.
So this is our anniversary of you giving us a permanent residency. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, it was good. I don't know why no one had had you before. It was stroke of luck.
Were you happy with how it's... Are you happy with how it's gone?
Yeah, it's good. It's still... It's a weird one on paper again. Whenever I explain it to people, they look blankly and imagine it to be the worst thing on earth. Yeah. And then whenever they come down, they're like, that's the best. I'm coming every time. Why don't I know about this?
Do you remember the first time we did it there?
I wasn't there the first time. I went off to an awards ceremony. But the second time, yes.
Okay.
No, it was good. Like, it's built up, and that's always been the way we've done things.
Give it some time. We were very grateful for that. I thought, we were a bit concerned after the first one. I think Steve said to us at the end, he said, I think we got away with that one.
Yeah, it was tricky, but I think, you know, obviously with your help, we've got better and better.
Yeah.
And what it's done for us is it's forced us to write new songs every week. So I think when we started, we must have had fewer than 50 songs.
Easily,
and now we've got about 180 different ones. And the quality's gone up as well, I think, generally. Because we've had new contributors who've seen us do it.
Burnt loading. Out as us, no.
Exactly.
What's your favourite song that we do, Jimmy?
There was the one last month, so the Enrique Iglesias Hero. It's
a new Steve one.
Steve original.
Steve does write the best.
That's good. Otherwise, there's the anthem for Black Parade, your one.
Yes.
About so Spectrum good. Games.
That's the Simon Classic.
That's the Simon Classic. Then anything Taylor Swift is Anne's territory. You've all got, like, there's one for each of you. Yeah. They're, like, the big hitters. that come in.
Are we going to see you on stage this week?
Probably. Then? I was planning to do it.
Were you?
As like a birthday.
Okay, good. That's going to make a special night even more special.
What can Anne write for you? I was going to say, what can we write for you?
I like how you shunted that.
Target it a little bit more. No, which song? What's your karaoke song?
We were talking about this the other day in the bar, and now I can't remember any of the songs we had of the kind of like karaoke anthems. Anything you don't have? Journey? Anyway?
Journey? We've got Don't Stop Believing, yeah. But we don't have Anyway You Want It.
Yeah.
Okay.
And do you know that?
Okay. No.
We're going to have to learn it.
Transformers anthem, Sam Bush, The Touch.
Okay.
That's my go-to song.
Okay.
Okay.
If an accident happens and I'm hospitalised in a coma, press play on that. If I don't fist pump the air, just unplug it. It's
sorry, what's that one? I'm writing this down.
Transformers the movie from 1986. Okay. I think from that, The Touch, Sam Bush.
Okay.
Okay.
I think they got to re-record it for the Michael Bay one, and then
you know what's interesting
it.
About these about those songs, because we've also got Heart Alone. Right, which is brilliant. It's like one of those fist pump the air sort of anthems, but no one ever chooses it because a lot of those songs have titles that people don't associate with the chorus, and they don't necessarily think they know it until they've gone, oh yeah, I've heard that one on Glee or whatever. But okay, noted.
Good, we're going to do that. So it's a special night this Thursday. If you're listening to it live, if you're listening to the show now, hello, or the podcast before then, it's our anniversary. We've teamed up with my current employer, Curve Digital, who will be showing a game off, brand new game announced today, Porcupine, a bonkers local multiplayer game. And because we're showing it off there, everybody arrives between 7 and 8. Well, it's free bath. It's free bath for an hour.
It is.
Jimmy's told me how much he thinks that's going to cost. So, fingers crossed, we'll be fine with that. But, yeah.
Is that a challenge? Can we do spread betting?
Well, let's see. So, the venue opens at 7. We'll be kicking off sort of half 7-ish. But, yeah, it's going to be a good night. Come on down.
Hello, I'm Sega Badawi, and welcome to One Life Left. Local news. Well, the votes have been counted and independently verified, and it seems that King Bowser's party have won the majority of the seats in the elections, so they no longer need to be in coalition with Wario's Yellow Party. The results were rather different to what the polls were suggesting, and due to the outcome, Mario has resigned as leader of the Red Party. If you recall, Bowser was suggesting that Mario couldn't be trusted as he had literally jumped on top of his brother Luigi to get the leadership. Waluigi has also resigned as leader of the Purple Fruitcake Party in order to spend more time travelling the world driving carts and playing tennis. Bowser has already announced that the evil lawyer from the Phoenix Wright games, Manfred von Karma, is going to become Justice Secretary, which is not going to go down well with the other lawyers. The results were shown live on our television channel, where we got to show off the latest in computer graphics to make the news seem really exciting. Except, as everything here is computer graphics, it didn't really work as well as we hoped. Thanks, and back to your usual programming.
Letters. We seem to have had quite a lot of letters this week. I didn't notice that until I came into the studio. Good.
Yeah, they kept us waiting today, the listeners.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for getting in touch with us. It's always nice to hear from you.
It is. And also, didn't we say we were giving away codes to the winners?
Did we?
I think we said. I can't remember.
What codes, Simon?
For the indie mixtape.
Ooh.
But we did say that. And then we didn't give. I think there was a winner last week, but and then you went, oh, did you not give him it because it's multiplayer and he's single? If that was you, can you remind me who you were? Because I think we owe you a Steam code. And then, Jimmy, if you can pick a winner from today's letters, we'll send them. Well, in fact, we won't. We'll forget to. But
if you have won something, please let us know.
Exactly, yeah.
Let us know twice or three times, and eventually we'll get to it.
Right, Lawrence Weir, you could be a winner. Be up to Jimmy. He says, hi team and super special guest. Apparently the result of the election that happened last week was a big surprise. With E3 coming up soon, can you think of anything from the show which would be more surprising than the election result? Sorry, this is my worst question yet. I'm enjoying the Telltale Collection right now, but couldn't think of anything that I wanted you to comment on. If you can think of something I should have asked you, please insert it here. Love the show. Lawrence, anything more surprising than the election result to come out of E3?
I saw today that American Idol's been cancelled.
Oh.
I believe that they've just they're wrapping it up, right? Yeah. They're wrapping up. Yep. Wouldn't it be nice if Activision just said, we're done with Call of Duty. We've got no more ideas. We think the series has reached a natural conclusion. There's plenty of these games out there. Just go back and play some of the old ones again. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, it would be
surprising,
nice.
But it'd be nice.
With all the talk about the Fallout 4 leaks, I would be surprised, although very, very, very pleasantly surprised, if Bethesda announced a new Skyrim. I don't really want a Fallout. I want more Skyrim.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's going to happen, isn't it?
It will happen, but not this E3. But not this E3. But it would be surprising if it did.
Oh, what would be surprising?
Jimmy, have you got anything to add? Because Anne hasn't.
Every year when we're showing E3, Last Guardian is the one everyone puts their money on. I'm like, if this happens, I'll buy everyone a drink, blah, blah, blah. Don't think it will, but you never know. Last Guardian.
Did you just say if that happens, you'll buy everybody a drink?
I probably would as well. Someone will always volunteer that, or say they'll run around naked. Or,
got anything to add, Anne?
I don't know, if they say something interesting, I'm looking good. Pretty newsworthy. Hello, team, and your lovely SSG. As you go out, there will be just 3 hours to pledge on Kickstarter for Read Only Memories, probably. Beautiful Bitmap Brothers book. I'd just like to say, called it. Also, is there any chance that we might see a One Life Left cocktail to celebrate your anniversary at Loading? What do you think should be in it? I feel like it should have some honey in it to preemptively combat the sore throat I inevitably feel the next morning. Pip pip, Robert.
One drink left. What would be in it? I was thinking about this. I think surely whatever it is, it has to be coloured red and white. Because those are our colours, right?
And there should be 3 different boozes in it.
That's good. It's also dangerous.
As are we.
Any thoughts, Jimmy?
White does limit milk.
Yeah,
about the
white
best,
Russian.
A white, bloody
Guinness,
white Russian.
And
you could just have
it in red.
A bit of cream on the top. It'd probably be very sweet, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it would be if there's cream involved. ignoring what we've just said, what
but
would your suggestions
beaches.
Be for a One Life Left themed cocktail?
I like the honey shower, that's good. It's thinking like outside of the box of something that works.
Because we do have a honey.
You're not allowed to say that anymore, Steve, unless you're
talking about
all of us. Yeah, exactly.
So
off.
It's
yeah.
fine.
If you copy Kojima, just put lol at the end, it's fine. It absolves you of all guilt.
Lol.
We'll definitely make something though. We'll do it in shot form, and we did it for a little while, giving away free shots. Then it got busier, and we realised giving away free booze.
We're giving away games as well, though.
You
it's
know,
going to be a busy night.
Just
booze and games.
Throw it all in, kitchen sink.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll do something like that.
Okay.
In shot form. John Kendall writes, hello team and super special guest. Remastering old games for the new generation seems to be all the rage nowadays. Are there any games that you guys would like to see remastered, but you know, deep down, could never happen? Mine would be Blast Corps on the N64, an awesome game that would definitely suit online leaderboards and HD explosions, but I imagine would be a little politically unsuitable in this post-9/11 world, what with all the blowing up buildings and that. Also, in honour of Loading Bar being your SSG, I'd like to see a Blast Corps cocktail. Corps light beer with popping candy that you have to finish and smash the glass before the barman pokes you with a miniature warhead. The classy choice. Cheers, John.
Cheers, John.
Wow.
Awesome. Remakes that wouldn't work.
Remastered games.
There's lots of them coming out now. Capcom are doing loads now, aren't they? They're doing more loads.
When they say remastered, they just mean making it look a bit fancier.
You just polygons equals polygons times 3.
2 games that I've been thinking of recently think that should exist on iOS, but have a suspicion that if they did, wouldn't be as fun as I remember. 1, Card Fighters Clash.
What?
Which we love.
We did love.
We loved, and I, you know, I would hope it would be.
Did I miss that? I don't even know what that is.
Card Fighters Clash, Neo Geo Pocket, brilliant turn-based.
Neo Geo Pocket. You lost me at the word pocket at the end of that sentence.
Well, the other one is a standard, is a Neo Geo Big. What do you call it? Neo Geo Normal? Neo Geo. Neo Geo, maybe.
Yeah.
Game. Windjammers.
Windjammer
yes.
Lammy.
Windjammers. I feel like that should exist in some modern-day form. Very, very simple kind of Pong Frisbee thing.
Had the brilliant mini-games where you could play Frisbee with the dog, which, in an internet-connected world now, That would do well.
I think the closest that I've seen is Brandon Sheffield's new game, Gunsport, which looks a lot like that four-player game, so I'm excited about that. That's the letters, or do we have one more?
Jamie's got one more.
Okay. Jamie Firth. Is this the Jamie Firth?
It's certainly a songwriter extraordinaire. Yep.
Dear team and SSG, today brought the surprise news that actual 3D Pac-Man for Ahead UKIP leader Nigel Farage has returned from a two-day hiatus to retake control of the party.
I've been out at the cricket all day and have missed this. Is this true?
Yeah. He tried to resign. They rejected it.
They wouldn't let him. They love him so. He is quite lovable, isn't he?
Yeah, which led him to wonder, what's the biggest comeback in the history of gaming?
Biggest comeback?
Yeah.
Well, Fallout was a pretty big one, wasn't it, when that appeared from a few years ago.
I thought the Tomb Raider reboot was really good, but it's not the biggest. I thought it was one of the best comebacks.
And I guess the sudden explosion, re-explosion of guitar games might end up, but that could still...
Cover of Edge, Guitar Hero Live.
Really?
Front cover of Edge.
I wonder... Okay.
What else would you put
And I just thought, like, with all that money that Activision said that they're going to be, like, how many plastic controllers are we going to be binning again in a few years' time?
Well, if Steve's on the money, they're going to cancel Call of Duty at E3. They've got budget to blow.
Jimmy, which of those letters did you like the most?
Just go with the one I read. It's fresh in my memory.
From Jamie Firth.
Yeah, biggest comeback in his gaming. But we will do that Blast Corps cocktail.
Okay. We'll Jamie wins a copy of the indie mixtape on Steam. Remind us to send it to Jamie, won't you?
Yeah.
Because we probably won't.
But you can still get in touch with us at team@onelifeleft.com.
One Life Left on Resonance 104.4 FM. We're a video game radio show. We talk about video games. That's what a video game radio show should do. And that is indeed what we do.
Yep.
Thanks, Anne. We were just chatting.
Chatting. Chewing the fat.
While the music was... Oh, this music, by the way, I should mention. This is Sparky Rogers, Sound Inferno, again from chipmusic.org.
I like it.
We were just chatting, just like friends. Like friends, like we were doing at your party, yeah. Anne. Just chatting, being sociable.
Networking.
And you know what? Listeners, you're our friends too. Exactly. But you can't chat with us, because that's not how radio works. I mean, you can email us if you want to email us.
team@onelifeleft.com.
What were we chatting about, Jimmy?
Splatoon. It had the... they called it a beta. It was actually 3 one-hour periods that you could download the game and play it. And it was Saturday. One was at 4 a.m, which probably wasn't the best time. But Splatoon looks really good. I didn't get to try the beta.
I didn't get to try it either. So did you have to download it in those hours?
No, you could download it beforehand.
So you can only play it during those hours. Do we know anybody that managed to play it then?
Probably somewhere out there in the world. I got plenty of tweets. Everyone seems to say it's good.
Okay. But,
one-hour betas.
What is Splatoon?
It is this sort. It's Nintendo's third-person action shooter, but done in a Nintendo way, where each of you has a colour paint, and the idea is to colour the landscape, and whoever's coloured the most of it wins.
Right. You don't shoot at each other.
I think you probably can. You can do.
Because that seems weird to me for a Nintendo game.
It seems like the opposite of the White Swan.
Exactly, the unfinished swan.
That's it, the unfinished swan.
but I know that you're not killing people or you're shooting them with paint or whatever, but it still seems quite an aggressive act for a Nintendo
game. It's a very comical looking game. It looks like loads of fun.
Still aggressive. Do you want to be shot with a paintball gun? Do you not remember what happened to Ant and Dec?
Oh, yeah.
PJ and Duncan, yeah. Back in the day.
Actually, yeah.
It's serious business.
Well, it's not just paintball, though. It's like there's a huge roller. Things that you can...
Oh, sounds terrible.
Terrifying. I think it's rated an 18. no, it actually doesn't... So it's supposed to be loads of fun, and Nintendo has decided not to include voice chat.
Ooh.
As a design feature, because they're too scared that people like you, Steve, might ruin it, but with your voice. By trolling.
by taking my top off.
Exactly.
With my voice.
Yeah.
It sounds... It does sound like a not very Nintendo game to me. That decision, though, is very Nintendo. And correct, I think. I mean, the thing that's always put me off...
Just talking.
Yeah. FPS is...
Talking.
Playing online is talking.
I agreed. Like, did you ever play Virtua Tennis? Or that's just really weird. Or Top Spin. You sort of go into the lobby. You get given a game of tennis with someone, and then you sort of go in silence, and you hit the tennis. You go, and at the end of it, you're like, "Thank you." Bye then. So I'm looking forward to Splatoon, though. Why do you think they decided to limit it to 3-hour tests then? That's odd. Because if you downloaded it, you also get a discount off the full game, don't you? So that's clever.
Yep, I think so.
But I went on to get it yesterday and it just said unavailable. Couldn't, yeah, so.
So you can't get it now?
No, you couldn't.
Kind of
no, well, yesterday
but...
I couldn't, no. Hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, were they testing servers or...?
It does seem like a weird time frame because 1 hour, 3 hours over
enough,
is not
for us.
Very much.
You've changed, Simon.
Thanks. In what way, Steve? I mean, I think I've become older and more wise. And as I get older, I look more distinguished. I
guess we all change like that, don't we?
I suppose you do
look distinguished. You know, not that long ago on One Life Left, a running joke was that your Wii was at the bottom of the canal.
Yeah, now I know.
And now?
Yeah, but the Wii U is brilliant. It's
right.
Really, really brilliant.
Okay. Why has this won you back to Nintendo?
It's probably coincided with being... It's basically playing local multiplayer on it, which I'm really enjoying playing with my family.
Mm.
So I'm enjoying beating my wife and also pretending to lose to my son. He's just getting into... Just getting into video games and stuff, and so we went away for bank holiday, took him to an arcade, and we played Mario Kart arcade and stuff, and he was doing really, really, really well at it. And they've got loads of fun games, like the Nintendo Land Luigi's Mansion game is just loads of fun. There's another version of it, and yeah, I just think that these big screen local multiplayer games are working really well, and yeah, they're back using a proper controller, and yes, it's just good fun.
Talking of arcades, you had a special arcade experience quite recently, didn't you? On the Namco Museum, South Bank.
Did, yeah. The Star Wars Battle Pod.
Yeah.
So we're talking about, yeah.
Have we talked about that already?
No.
I thought we talked about that off air when we were being sociable.
I also...
That was a good Freudian slip of calling it Namco Museum, not Funscape.
Yes, yeah.
It needs some TLC.
It used to be the Saatchi Gallery, which is why I'm getting confused, because I'm a sophisticated guy.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's all the classic Star Wars scenes on a massive 180-degree screen that surrounds your view. It's got a fan in it. It's sort of vaguely on the rails shooter, but it's overawing. I think like it's a bit too much. But what was interesting about it is that I took Dexter down and I was like, God, I think it must be amazing being a child and having access to all this brilliant stuff. He went in and did the Death Star battle. Did it once and I was like, did you enjoy that? He said, yeah, it's really good. I said, right, do you want to do it again? He went, no. And whereas me and Kate were going, right, we've done the Death Star, now we're going to do Endor, now we're going to do Hoth, and like, and actually the only people, like, so the parents were taking their kids on it, but all the dads were going, and I only saw dads, I'm not being sexist, Dan, he was like, he said, just, I wish we had this when we were kids, but the kids now don't want it.
Yeah.
It's yes.
Did you see the Penny Arcade comic today, talking about Star Wars? It had some of their stuff, very dubious, but this one had the conversation between the two guys talking about Star Wars, and then explaining the equivalent to that would have been back in the day with like a parent talking about trout fishing and then them realizing, you mean when I talk about Star Wars child,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
the equivalent
yeah.
of bowling ball collecting.
Right.
Then the realization hits that, yeah, maybe.
We should start a webcomic. Us three. That's where the money is,
yeah.
right?
I can draw.
Can you
draw?
Mm. I can't.
We just have to decide which of us is funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'll draw.
Life Left on Resonance 104.4 FM, the best radio station in the world. This is Clam and Vortex. We were just talking about tan lines. We're a video game radio show.
Are you beach body ready?
Hashtag beach. Maybe we can do something like that. Beach Ollie ready.
Ollie.
It's a video game too. Do you think we're seeing an arcade resurgence now, Simon? Comeback of the arcade?
That's a good question. Are we? I don't know. There weren't that many people at the Namco... what's it called, Jimmy?
Museum.
Yeah, Namco Museum. There weren't that...
Fun, is it still Funscape? It used to be Namco Funscape.
It used to be called Wonder Park as well. Namco
Wonder Station.
That's where we sang with H from Steps, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. I wasn't there.
Okay.
So when you sang...
I go there all the time singing with H from Steps, yeah. That was good night. We're not supposed to talk about that. I don't know. I think arcade games are becoming more and more impressive. These ones you sit in and, like, we played on the Jurassic Park one, that was good, and there was another massive screen one. So, yeah, I think they're becoming, pretty impressive.
Reviews. Anne, what have you been playing this week?
I haven't been playing loads, but I have been playing some more of Alto's Adventure. Is that what it's called?
I've also been playing that.
Yeah.
It's like last week, didn't it?
No, I don't... Did I review it?
No.
No, we played the same thing last time.
No, good. I'm glad I haven't reviewed it. So it's... You explain it, Steve.
What would you have done if...
Is that actually your review?
Yeah.
So, no.
So, okay. I'm going to try using words. It's... Is it an endless runner?
Do you run in it?
No, well, it's an endless snowboarder.
Right, okay.
Okay, there we go.
So you started.
And you have to jump on things and jump over things and collect stars and wake up birds, and there are llamas, and you chase llamas down, and then sometimes an old man gets grumpy and then you die. People really love this game, and I'll be honest, I don't quite... Like, it's fine. It's good. It's like a good snowboarding down, and then you can do some jumps, and you can like spin around and whatever, and get stars. I just don't see that there's anything massively special about it.
Well, that's interesting, Anne, because I entirely agree with you.
What?
What? I thought it was all right. It was kind of pretty, and it was certainly like, you know, competently executed. It didn't ever feel very, very special to me.
No.
Or interesting beyond Cannibalt or any of the other Endless Runners, Jetpack Joyride and those
Endless
sort of
borders.
Things. That's probably quite a clip because you were bored of it, right?
Yeah.
Endless boredom, you could call your review if we did headers for... Anyway, I thought it was fine. And I enjoyed it, but I...
I won't really play it again because they're a...
It's a paid-for game as well, isn't it?
Yeah. So a while ago, I just asked on Twitter, you know, what good iOS games can I play? And this one came up a lot, and I've seen a lot of people going like, yeah, it's really, really good. And I don't think that I get why it is better than any other game. It's good and it's fun. And the time of day changes. That's nice.
I noticed
goes
that.
Daytime to nighttime.
But then the time of day changes in real life as well.
Yeah. Wait.
I mean, in real life. Like, right now, the time of day is changing.
Sun's up.
Think about it, Anne. He's being profound.
Whoa. Yeah, but it's different when it's in a game because I can control it. No, I can't.
Okay, so score?
I'll just give it a 7 out of 10,
Fair
I think.
Fair enough, I agree. Simon, what have you been playing?
I have been playing, also on the mobile, Android, part of this the current Humble Mobile bundle. This is dirt cheap, Anne.
Is
it? It's £3, $3.87 at the moment is to unlock all of them.
I can only spend in pounds.
Well, yeah, if you go through PayPal, it does it for you.
Does it?
Yeah. Mm. So that's $3.87, that's about, like, I don't know, like 3 pence, isn't it? In this collection is The Last Express, you may remember that from the olden days.
No. Nope.
Space Team, very good. Tilt to Live 2.
I love Space Team.
Well, that's in it. Monument Valley.
Brilliant.
Black, which I struggled
Black
with.
Black is amazing.
I struggled with it, though. It got too difficult for me.
Agreed, yeah. As well.
Okay, well, good. And then, not finally, because you also get Groundskeeper 2 and High Rise Word Heroes. But the game I've been playing the most out of all of those is Joe Danger. I thought I was bored of Joe Danger because I played it on the PlayStation and then I played it on the PC and then I played it on the Vita and then I thought, I wasn't buying this mobile bundle for, it was like, I almost got Joe Danger and I don't want it, I almost didn't buy this mobile bundle, but then I installed it and just to see how it'd run on the old phone.
So slick.
It's really good. I'd not played the touch version of Joe Danger before, so I was expecting it to be identical to the previous versions, Joe Danger 1, Joe Danger 2, which is an endless bike. It's not an endless bike because it's got courses, but I'm just trying to join in. But you sort of do courses, collect things, and
an ended
jumps.
Biker.
And it's similar sort of story on the mobile version. It's not called Joe Danger Touch though, which I thought the iOS version was. Anyway, it's just great. It's really nicely done. It's quite pretty straightforward to play. The control system has been completely redesigned, so it's not like many games that you get of this ilk on the phone where you're sort of struggling with a virtual joypad and stuff. It's good. I've been playing it a lot more than I thought I would. Got all the classic traits from a Joe Danger's game, so it's bright, the courses are fun, it's got a really good sense of humour, but it's also quite challenging if you want to 100% it, which I don't. Yeah, no, good. I enjoy it. Get it.
I always liked racing against other characters.
You can do that.
Good.
You
so
can do
good.
That. Now, I think that the game... Because Humble often do this, where as part of the bundle, they will release a game which is available exclusively. It is in the App Store. And I think it's more expensive than buying the bundle. Go and do that quick before they realise. 7 out of 10. Jimmy.
Hello.
Yellow.
So you said do a review. Obviously, I realised games journalism, it's broken. So I didn't want to do a conventional review because I don't want to put my hat into that arena. It's too dangerous. So I did a poem about Marvel Puzzle Quest. It's another iOS game. It's really old, but I've only just recently got an iPhone. So I'm, you know, catching back up. So this was something all my friends were obsessed with.
Have you started the poem yet?
It's starting now.
Okay,
sorry.
Okay. So no, I wasn't sure whether we were supposed to be looking out for
a
rhyming cup.
So, yeah, okay.
I mean, I didn't have the heart to tell you. It was...
could have been a modern one, couldn't it?
I don't like the modern ones. So, right, anyway.
No,
anyway.
This rhymes...
Sorry, just checking.
No worries. Okay, so I'll stop. Playing away until 4 in the morning, my partner dozing as a new day is dawning. She thinks this game has me fooled. Somehow I can't see it's bejeweled. It's a waste of your battery. Stop playing that match 3. I reply, you simply don't understand. There's Spider-Man in my hand. The mechanic's so compelling, that's why I'm here rebelling. I'm sorry it's making you despair, but this Hulkbuster card is ultra rare. Taking part in online tournaments, spend cash for hero assortments. You can match up to 5 in a line. Character animation is sublime. Last week featured Age of Ultron. Narrative certainly isn't bolt-on. Play too badly FaceTimers. So few in-app purchase reminders. For these reasons and more, it's caused my domestic war. Slice of portable gaming heaven. Marvel Puzzle Quest gets a... 7.
Yes, well done. I've struggled with these with these sort of mission-based match threes before.
Yep.
So Doctor Who Legacy, I didn't get on with that, despite the fact
it is
Doctor.
Lethal that you have to keep playing it at weird times that you wouldn't play. So when the things recharge every 7 hours, yeah, that's okay. Why you're playing it at 4 a.m. I think, right, to get the most out of it. But
I thought it's good. I thought you were going to go for yawning then.
I probably should have done.
No. That's good. Okay, right. I might check it out. What format? That's on iOS. Is it on Android?
I think it's on Android as well. It is old, but there's still people playing. It has online things you can click to join in and alliances, and it isn't too bad. It doesn't seem to make you spend money.
Good
if you
stuff.
Don't want to.
Hate spending money on video games.
Talking of spending money on video games, that's what I didn't do this week.
What?
So I downloaded my free PS Plus games. There seems to be quite an assortment this month.
Loads.
Played a little bit of Race of the Sun, which I've wanted to play for ages. Haven't bought now. Didn't have to. Also downloaded for free Hook on iOS, which I'm pretty sure we've reviewed before.
Yeah, I bought it after you reviewed it on here.
Absolutely.
It's not linked to the film, Hook.
It isn't. It's a puzzle game by the same guy who made Uh-Oh. And it's absolutely brilliant, and the paid-for version. Did you get on with it, Simon?
I quite liked it. I didn't like it as much as you did.
Okay, the paid-for version had completely different levels to the free version, and really, really enjoyed that, completed that. But the game I want to talk about is another thing that was free, Lost Souls Enchanted Paintings HD, brackets full, close brackets.
Did you pirate this?
Yes.
Why it doesn't sound like a real game?
It doesn't, does it? Because it follows the title naming convention of a lot of iOS things, which is put as many words in there as you can, because then there's more chance of it coming up on search. It is a genre I have never played before, but been aware of for some time. It is the hidden object game.
Right.
Have you played one of these, Simon?
I've worked on a few.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. So, a hidden object game is where you're given essentially what amounts to a painting, and it says, find these 20 objects in there. So it might be a hairbrush and a seashell and a button.
Is this like Erotic Photo Hunter?
It isn't. I wish it was. It's not. Presumably there are sexy hidden object games. This wasn't the sexy one. It's what I describe, right? You're trying to find these objects. So there's just one painting, there isn't two. You're not spotting the difference. It's just finding objects in there. There are lots and lots of little mini games as well. So you might find all the pieces of a jigsaw puzzle, and then it will go to another screen where you have to rearrange them, put them together, or solve simple logic problems. Most of those are based on games that you'll have played before, like jigsaw puzzles or simple similar things.
Jigsaw puzzle, HD, full.
Yeah, full. I found it really, really addictive and super compelling, and I was also amazed by the sort of polish that's gone into this. Presumably it's been farmed out to outsourcers somewhere, and they're building these things to a model, but it was still beautifully done. After I had finished it, I felt nothing. felt just absolutely, like, almost cheated out of the 2.5 hours that it had spent. I guess I don't even remember, on reflection, enjoying my time, just being dragged to the next stage. You know, okay, I can do this. Oh, yeah, I'll just have one more go. I was definitely addicted for that short burst of time, but immediately uninstalled it. And although I think it's a very, very super professional piece of work and so, so clever psychologically, I never feel the need to play another hidden object game again. 7 out of 10.
Good stuff.
I didn't get a chance to start the theme again. Sorry. I was too busy. I was lost in my hidden
You're
object.
You're thinking
things.
About, yeah, where stuff
yeah,
is.
Yeah, so that was good.
They were, don't we have Facebook to blame for those?
Do we?
I think so.
Yeah,
Where's Wally?
A little bit, yeah. I suspect they have a lot in common with those Facebook, Farmville-style games, which are very, very calculating and just reward you just enough. It was very, very cleverly designed, but not, right, I would say, a pleasant experience.
James, thanks for coming on. Can you explain where you are, how to find you, and when you open, and all when people should come down?
That's a lot of questions.
Get on with it.
97 Stoke Newington Road, Dalston, so on the overground.
Dalston, Kingsland.
That's the one.
Or you can get a bus. I've been getting the bus there last few times.
I prefer
really
the buses,
great.
Yeah, from here, if they were going to come on your show.
Really,
yeah, 149,
great.
Direct. But yeah, come down Thursday, I guess. Okay. The main plug.
And then you have other stuff. You have Tabletop Tuesdays on Tuesdays.
Unsurprisingly. Yeah. Then if people are fans of your guys' music, we have Sabre Pulse curate tonight called Turbo City. So right. That's pretty good. But yeah, Mario Key, it's the main one. Just come to that.
Oh, you're too kind. Flagship. Yeah, exactly.
Too kind.
Good.
Well, it's all worth us mentioning as well. We'll be doing Mario Key in Sweden very soon.
Yes. That's why we've had to bring Thursday forward to second day.
We will be there on the 21st, I think it is, isn't it? The evening of the 21st.
So it's the actual Thursday.
Which will be very, very, very exciting. So looking forward to seeing all of our Scandinavian friends there.
Good. So we'll see everybody there on Thursday, won't we? This Thursday, loading bar, free drinks, 7 till 8, free
seven
drinks.
Till eight.
Singing alongs after, yes. Yes, free games too.
Brilliant. But until then, I have said that slightly too early.
So I think you're doing a wonderful job.
Spin this
out.
Absolutely.
Until Wednesday.
Until Wednesday. That time. Right. We've been One Life Left, and it has been an absolute pleasure to talk to you once again. We'll be back next week. See you.
See you later.
Bye.